If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Disagreement we have. She came from a Yankee household. She came from a Giants household. She came
Heck
from
yeah,
a...
Bullo.
She came from a Knicks household, and yes, she came from a Rangers household. Obviously, she married me and understands that I am the complete opposite. I am a Mets fan, I am a Nets fan, I am a Jets fan, and I am an Islanders fan. And so, my wife loves that. She accepts that. She roots for all of the teams I root for. But every once in a while, she wonders, why can't we all just get along? Why, as a Met fan, can't you also root for the Yankees? Why, as a Nets fan, can't you also root for the Knicks? Why? And it goes on and on. And I'm like, baby, you just don't understand. Like, that can't happen. Now, Rick Pitino, who's done a great job at St. John's and is a New Yorker, threw out the first pitch. Or I don't think he actually threw out the first pitch. I think Zuby threw out the first pitch. But he was a part of being honored yesterday at Citi Field. And before the game, as Rick Pitino was sitting there in his Met garb, he was asked point blank about growing up as a Met fan or a Yankee fan. And I want everybody to take a listen and let me know if you accept Rick Pitino as what he claims, which is someone who roots for both the Yankees and the Mets.
I think you're on record saying you are both a Yankees and Mets fan. What was the nature of your baseball fandom growing up and today?
Well, as a kid, I used to go watch Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, even reserves like Hector Lopez, Johnny Blanchard, Kubek, Richardson, Cletus Boyer, one of the great third basemen of all time, Whitey Ford on the mound, Yogi. And, you know, it's you grow up as a youngster sitting in the bleacher seats, I think, for $1.18 at the time, if I can remember, with my two girl cousins while I lived with my grandmother in the Bronx. But I was always a Met fan of Kuzmin and Seaver and going back to Tommy Agee. And I'm one of the few people that rooted for both teams. Anything with NY on it, I'm 100% behind it. Certainly, Donovan Mitchell has worked with the Mets for a long period of time.
Senior.
I love Donovan Jr. as well as senior.
Hmm. All right. Before I give an opinion, Tiki, as someone who moved here from the great state of Virginia, do you buy Pitino as someone who roots for both the Mets and the Yankees?
Let me correct you real quickly. It's a Commonwealth. But
oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, I don't buy that at all.
You don't buy that? He was born in New York. I was just looking up his bio, and I had to ask Sean where Bayville was. He said it's rich money North Shore out on the island, 15 minutes from Shea.
Right.
It was then Shea. He's a Met fan. You got to be.
He's just being
politically correct.
No, no, he's not a Met fan. I actually...
Why? Because Met fans can't be both?
No,
they would not dare be both?
Because, I hate to be literal here, he went in depth with the Yankees. Mm. He went on the surface with the Mets. With the Yankees, he's mentioning Hector Lopez and Cletus Boyer. With the Yankees, that is. With the Mets,
Tom Seaver and Jerry Kuzman. So I think his answer tells you he's probably a Yankee fan who's trying to say the right things because he's at Citi Field being honored.
Check your phone that I just texted you, Evan.
Why are you doing that?
Because I think it adds to the context of it.
So he is showing me a picture from July 24th, 2024.
Oh, boy.
This is a smoking gun. It is a picture of Rick Pitino
series too.
At a Mets-Yankees game wearing a Yankee jersey.
Okay, so here's the question.
He's a Yankee fan, so I was right!
Who did he go to the game with?
It's also at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, it's at Yankee Stadium. Who did he go to the game with?
He is sitting next to a younger man wearing a Met hat.
Yes, he is. And right behind him, there are two gentlemen, one in a Yankee jersey and hat, and another in a Mets jersey.
So what does that tell you?
He's in a mixed section? I don't know.
He's a Yankee fan. He is a Yankee fan who tried to say the right things yesterday because he was being honored by the Mets. And what he should have just said was, I appreciate the Mets honoring me. I'm not anti-Mets. I don't do big brother, little brother, but I grew up as a Yankee fan. And I think his answer told you that because, again, he went more in depth on the Yankees than he did the Mets. So
just admit to it.
Exactly.
Right, I'm from Virginia, and I pick a side.
That's my point. Like, this Met Yankee thing, like rooting for both, I mean, does it really exist? Like, people like to say that. I don't think it's a real thing. I think it's like the dodo bird. We think it's a real thing, but it went extinct many years ago.
I think it's different. So it's we're parsing words here, but I'm a Yankee fan. Obviously, I told you how I became a Yankee fan. I met a bunch of the Yankees, including CC and others. And so I became a fan as a non-New Yorker because of who I met with the organization.
Right.
Right? But I don't hate the Mets. I'm not rooting for them per se, but I don't want to see them fail. You know what I mean? I'm not a Met hater.
I think
there's a better way to put it.
And I think that does exist. And I would buy Rick Pitino and others as, hey, I'm a Yankee fan, I don't hate the Mets, or hey, I'm a Met fan, I don't hate the Yankees. I think that's become more challenging over the years to continue to toe that line. But I'd understand that more.
Why?
But the idea that you're a fan of both teams, I don't buy that.
Why? Because of Loogie? It gets harder to be that?
Because
Tommy's claiming big brother status already?
Has nothing to do with Tommy, has nothing to do even with Juan Soto. I'll tell you exactly what it has to do with. All right, which is why when I listen to Rick give his explanation, a part of me wonders if I could have handled this. In 1962 through 1990s,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Six. The Mets and the Yankees coexisted in a world in which they did not play each other. Period. Stop. They never played than fake exhibition games that they tried to make a big deal called the Mayor's Trophy game.
Which is why
as a football player in New York, I never understood, coming also from Virginia, I never understood the Jet-Giant rivalry because you did not play each other except for a fake third preseason game.
Well, but you would play each other every once in a while in a regular
every
season game.
Every once in a while, but it didn't matter.
I get
like, there
that.
Was no meaning to the game unless both happened to go through the Super Bowl. Like, the stakes weren't high enough. It's just a regular season game.
But they could play each other. The Mets and the Yankees did not.
Yeah, and by the way, you're alluding to a time when Rick Pitino was 10. Like, very impressionable.
No, well, yeah, right. But what I'm saying is I could understand, even if I didn't live it, in 1966 through 1973, being someone who says, oh, yeah, I like both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. They were two ships passing in the night.
Right.
The Mets were lovable losers just created after the Giants and Dodgers left.
Those were his teenage years.
That's why I'm trying to understand it. The Yankees are winning championships. Then, as the Yankees begin their decline, the Horace Clark era, as it's called, the Mets begin their rise, and they win the World Series.
No. But there's something
then,
getting lost.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. I'll get back to you. Then the Mets start declining and the Yankees come back up. And so they were always two ships in the night who also, to my point, never played each other. So I could understand, even if I didn't live it, how there could be a peace between the Mets and the Yankees where even some would genuinely root for both.
You're fundamentally leaving out a very important piece of this.
Go ahead.
Forget the fact that they didn't play and the two ships passed the night, who was relevant and who wasn't. Baseball. And up until the last 8 years or so, the Giants or Jets, well, baseball, let's talk about first, you play every night. So even if you're a fan of both, when did we start getting this 2-3 TVs and one-room technology? Last decade?
Yeah, it wasn't in the 50s.
You got to make a call on what you're watching every night.
So you had to make a decision.
You had to make
a decision.
Even
though a lot of those games, especially if you go to the 60s, weren't even on TV every single night.
So then if you went to the radio, whatever you did, the point is, Evan, you still made a decision on where your fandom lied, even if there was no hatred for the other team. You still had to be a fan of one team, not both. Because if you were a fan of both and you were just, you know, every night making a change, then are you really a fan of either? You know, you got to pick one to stick with and follow.
So you're saying it couldn't have even happened in the 60s and 70s?
Right, and that's why I don't think it can happen now with the Giants and Jets on that flip side, because at least 8-10 years ago, we lived in a world where they never played at the same time.
Now
there's a lot of games.
It's crazy. Like, growing up, the Jets and Giants never played at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
So I could see, and that's why as a kid growing up as a Jet fan, the local team I disliked the least, if you get the double negative, was actually the Giants.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't that threat.
Right.
And
You could always see both.
Yep. They didn't play each other often, to your point, though they did play each other.
Yes.
And there was just nothing there. I'm just trying to read the room in terms of the older Met and Yankee fan on how there could be this, I root for both team thing. I don't think that exists now. And a lot of that is interleague play. They play six times a year. They played in a World Series in 2000. You want to throw in the fighting over players like Juan Soto? Sure, throw that in. But I think it was long gone before
That's a recent phenomenon.
I agree with you.
Never used to fight Yankees for players.
Dude, it changed in 97.
Yeah.
The moment that Dave Malicki took the mound at Yankee Stadium on June 16th, it was over. Because now they play each other. You can't give me this, you root for ball. They're playing each other. You can't root for two teams when they play each other. Because then you got to make a decision.
Well, my mom did when I played the Buccaneers.
that's far different.
Right.
Yeah, but one of the things Evan is leaving out here is we as Met fans, Evan, myself, we are descendants of the Giants and the Dodgers. Because whether it was our father, our grandfather, they likely rooted for those teams. And they did play a lot in the World Series. So my hatred for them comes from my grandfather, who was a Giant fan. Giants left, became a Met fan, but hated those Yankee teams because they beat his Giant team. So it was passed down from generations. So Pitino, obviously a little bit younger, but I know like Evan's father, the way he feels about the Yankees. There was a real rivalry when we had three baseball teams in this town.
But
and we as Met fans are descendants from those Dodger Giant fans.
We are. And so for someone like me, I certainly had that in my blood because my grandfather was a New York baseball Giants fan. But there are a generation of fans who didn't get the baseball from their dad or mom, who just picked up on it on their own.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.